Now, let's turn our attention to the funeral of Eusebio. You may have seen that lots of images yesterday evening and this morning of his casket sat in the centre of the pitch at Benfica's famous Stadium of Light in Lisbon have been featuring heavily on social media. And we can speak to Tom Kundert, who's lived in Lisbon for 20 years. He's author of a book called A Journey Through Portuguese Football, and he's here on the phone from Lisbon on Outside Source. Tom, thanks for your time. Just convey to people, perhaps younger listeners who aren't as aware of Eusebio as others, just why this man generates such affection.
Okay, well, thank you for having me on. He really is just an absolute national icon, but especially for Benfica, but really for the whole of Portugal. He put Portugal on the football map, as it were, almost single-handedly. Of course, everybody knows what he did in the 1966 World Cup. He was the top scorer there. Portugal eventually only lost in the semi-finals narrowly to England, the eventual winners. And, of course, what some people don't realise is just to get there, Portugal, which was Portugal's first World Cup, he scored 7 of the 9 goals in qualification. So he really did almost single-handedly make Portugal relevant in the football world.
And for people who haven't seen these pictures of the funeral, just describe the outpouring of grief that we saw at the funeral.
Yeah, it was really an incredible day yesterday here in Lisbon. The city virtually came to a standstill. Like you were just mentioning there, I mean, I'm sure people have seen incredible images, really. It was Eusebio's last wish to say his final goodbye, as it were, on the pitch at the Estádio da Luz, Benfica's Stadium of Light, and his wish was granted, and so his casket was put in the centre of the pitch. Thousands of fans went into the stadium. The national anthem was sung. It was really just it gave you goosebumps just watching it. And then his funeral cortege, it left the stadium and went down to, which is in the north of Lisbon, went down to the south, right near the River Tagus, which is the where the town hall is. I suppose the route's about 7-8 kilometres, and all along the route people were lining the streets, clapping, wanting to touch the hearse, and mm-hmm. Really just to show their emotion and their appreciation for a man who really made them feel proud.
I'm sure his family were very proud as well. Tom, thank you very much indeed. If people want to follow Tom Kundert on Twitter, Porto Gold is where you'll find him. And you may have seen that Ronaldo, playing for Real Madrid against Celta Vigo, scored his 400th career goal. He actually scored 2 goals. And after the match, he tweeted, "I dedicate these 2 goals to you, Eusebio, but in fact, you were the one who scored them. You'll always be in my heart." So Cristiano Ronaldo joining in all of those tributes to Eusebio.